Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 841 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have an awesome question today from Chris, but before we get to that, I want to let you know about today's sponsor, which is Vistaprint. You may have heard them before. I've used them several different times, both for business things and personal things. They allow you to custom design anything from business cards to postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations, at whatever level design or order support that you need. They have great customer service, design services, and what's really cool is they are offering you 500 custom business cards for $9.99, which is a 50% savings off of regular site pricing. So if you're just starting your business and you're at the point at which you are ready for business cards, here's what you do. Number one, visit Vistaprint.com. Number two, design your business cards. Number three, enter my code PAT, P-A-T, at checkout to get 500 cards for only $9.99. Go there, Vistaprint.com, PAT. All right, now here's today's question from Chris.
Hi, Pat. My question is, should I look at hosting my podcast on my own website? I have a virtual dedicated server, and I have unlimited data transfer bandwidth. So it's not an issue of not being able to transfer the data that would increase my hosting costs. And I also have lots of space to be able to store many, many episodes before I'll get anywhere close to hitting my space capacity on the server. So just wanted to see your thoughts, and if that would be a good idea to do that, then I wouldn't have to pay for a podcast hosting service, and I could save that money to spend on something else. Thanks.
Hey, Chris, thank you so much for this question. Actually, this is a very common question for beginning podcasters, because it's true. You have a host already with your website. You might as well put your audio on there, right? Well, wrong. I would not recommend doing that for a number of different reasons. For one, you will not be able to easily keep track of your stats from your podcast. And it's really important to understand what's going on analytically with your show to know whether or not people, A, are listening, but B, that your listenership is growing or not growing, and then you can take action from there. So that's the first thing. Secondly, once you start to build a huge bank of shows, even if it's like 15 shows, imagine, people aren't listening to just the latest episode. People are listening to all of them at the same time. And if you truly want your podcast to grow and expand in the way that it should and be safe without worrying about your website also breaking down at the same time because your podcast gets so popular, well, I would plan ahead and actually get something like, for example, Libsyn or Buzzsprout. Those are both the top recommended hosting providers that I would offer. And they're very cheap. I mean, $5 a month to start with Libsyn, or 15, depending on how many episodes you offer. But again, you are investing in your business, and you want to start in a way that's going to allow you to grow. No, you're not going to get the top package right now. You don't need that, but you need some host out there that can serve your show and do it well for you and help allow you to keep track of the stats, but also one that's reliable. Because, you know, if your website is down, well, then that would mean if you did it the way you were initially talking about, Chris, well, then your podcast is going to be down too, and that's not cool. Because, well, for one could break the other, right? And then both of them become something that's a mess and down. But also at the same time, if one of them breaks, the other one is still up. I remember in March of 2013, I was in San Francisco and I got a call from my friend telling me that my website was down. And not only my website, but all the other websites hosted on the same server. This was not Bluehost. This was actually the virtual private server that I was on. And then my podcast was still up and running and still able to build relationships, and it was still providing value to people. Actually, another important component of that time was my email list, which enabled me to still tell people what was going on and to still drive people toward my YouTube videos and also drive people toward my podcasts. So yes, please have your hosting package for your show separate than the hosting for your website. That is how it should be done, and Libsyn or Buzzsprout are the way to go. If you do end up going with Libsyn, you can use the code, I believe it's PAT, P-A-T, to get, I think, the first month for free. So there you go. Chris, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate you. I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for everybody else out there listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And here is a quote to finish off this episode of Ask Pat from Thomas A. Edison. And that quote is, "Everything comes to him who hustles while he waits." So are you just waiting around for that success, or are you actually hustling while you're waiting? All right, guys, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye now. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.